Today is Wednesday, May 6, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I have a confession to make. I was going to cook last night, and I was going to make that wonderful burger, which... Sam in the Hinterlands had something to say about that, and I'm actually going to read her email. And, yeah. But first, I'm going to make this confession. So I didn't actually cook because I had thought, you know, as I was recording and I had said, oh, my God, it's Cinco de Mayo. And I don't know why people call it racist to eat tacos on Cinco de Mayo, but... There's some reason that ultra liberal people feel like that's racist. Sometimes I feel like liberal people are too liberal. Not all liberal people. I feel like there's a spectrum. And I feel like some people go like too far on that spectrum. And sometimes I feel like we get so hard on our sleeve, sort of, that, you know, I am for universal health care and I'm for all these liberal things, you know, and I'm getting more and more liberal the older I get, which is funny because most people get more and more conservative. And I think I started out super conservative because of how I was raised. And then I'm getting more and more liberal as I get older. And I actually like research stuff and I figure out, you know, how... I mean, watching Handmaid's Tale, for instance, it's like, I know that I'm pretty sure that here in the United States, there aren't people who are enslaving women and think that this is approved by their God and biblical and all that, to have children for them and then saying praise be and all this kind of stuff. Oh my God. But watching that show makes me cringe because everything they're doing, they're couching it in this religious sort of term, like everything is okay because it's biblical. They're doing what, you know, the Bible says or whatever. And so it's like, oh my God, you know, it kind of has this a little bit of a, I want to say intersect, but that's not right. But anyway, it mirrors some of the things that some of the conservative people do in our day, where they have these horrible, you know, horrible views of how to treat people or, you know, whatever. And somehow they equate their faith to either approve what they think or to be the reason they feel that way. I'm getting way into the weeds. I was talking about Cinco de Mayo. But I do feel like, you know, some conservatives get way too conservative and some liberals like go way, you know, out there. You know, like, I bet there are some liberals out there that are like, oh, we shouldn't have house plants because we shouldn't enslave plants. They should be, you know, they should be free in the fields. I mean, I can just imagine some liberal person out there thinking that. If you were so liberal that you didn't think we should kill plants or animals, what would you eat? I don't know. Cinco de Mayo. I went downstairs, I was going to cook, and Mark says, you know, it's Cinco de Mayo, boyfie, we should eat Mexican food. I'm like, you're so racist. No, I didn't say that, but some people would say that. And I'm like, you know what, I don't want to cook, that's fine, let's do Mexican food. Well, this restaurant Chewy's, that's a Tex-Mex restaurant here in town, they're based in Texas, but I love their queso. They have this cheese dip. And I've probably talked about it before, but they mix guacamole and pico and this chorizo meat, and they'll just dump it all in there in that cheese dip, and it is so good. I don't really care for anything else on their menu, to be honest. I mean, it's okay. It's nothing to write home about, but I love this queso. And there's actually we have a lot of Mexican restaurants here because we have a big Hispanic population. And so we have a lot of Mexican restaurants. And, it's not that California Mexican. It's more of a Tex-Mex Mexican. So anyway, we could have gone to this one that was fairly close to us, and they may have been busy. I don't know. But so I go online to order. First we try DoorDash because we're going to get it delivered. And DoorDash has it grayed out. They're like, oh, it's closed. But it's not closed. I'm like, why is DoorDash graying this out? And we were speculating. We were like, oh, maybe, I don't know, maybe when they're too busy, they gray it out or something. So then I went on their website because you can order on their website. And we're like, oh, we'll just pick it up. That's fine. So I tried to order on their website, and they said, I don't know, Chewy's is really busy at that time. We're not going to be able to fulfill your order. So I bumped the time up to a later time, and it allowed me to order. So I didn't think anything about it. So we went to Chewy's at the time that we were supposed to go, and I'm not even joking. There were probably 50 or 60 cars. Okay, that may be a little bit of an exaggeration. At least 30 cars, let's say, in the parking lot. The parking lot was full. Think about a restaurant that's packed with people. It's full on a Cinco de Mayo. Everybody's in there eating. It's a packed, but all of these people are doing curbside because our restaurants are not open for people yet. And so everybody, and there are people standing outside their cars with these impatient looks on their face. And I'm like, oh, this doesn't bode well for good. This doesn't bode good for us. Long story short, we ended up waiting an hour in the parking lot. And we couldn't even call them. They weren't answering their phone. And I didn't want to be one of those people standing outside my car with an impatient look on my face. And we watched an episode of Handmaid's Tale in the car. And yeah. Well, they never brought our food out. When we left, we decided to leave. And when we left, there were still probably 15 cars in the parking lot. This was an hour after they close, because they close at 8:30. Our order was supposed to be ready right at 8:30. 9:30, we're still sitting in the parking lot, and there are at least 15 cars that were there before we got there, still sitting in the parking lot. And we're like, screw it. So we went to Taco Bell, and it wasn't very good. Oh well. It was all right, but I don't know. I certainly didn't want to cook at that point. And we had a goal to have Mexican food. So I'm like, well, we'll go to Taco Bell. So we did that, and you know, it is what it is. All right. So let's read that email that I was talking about, because there was just one thing that Sam said that I wanted to talk about a little bit. Not much, but might as well read the email because it's content, right? So she says, from Thursday last to Tuesday, now it's been really nice to listen to how excited you are about Blender and Skechers. So she says Skechers. Skechers is actually a brand of shoes. The app is SketchUp. But anyway, that's fine. She says, admirable goal, too. It would be very cool to have a complete virtual version of your house. Yeah, I think it'd be really cool. All I've been doing the past few days is just watching tutorials. And again, I have this habit of deciding I want to learn to do something and then watching more tutorials than actually doing the thing. And I planned on doing a little bit last night, but after we got back, I was so tired from waiting in the parking lot. We just watched TV. We watched like Bon Appetit videos and whatever. So yeah, so I'm still, actually I texted the agent today and I said, hey, can we get a floor plan? Because Sam says, since it's new construction, could you get your hands on the blueprint or at least scaled floor plan so that you can plug that into your rendering program? And yeah, my thought was, because I watched a couple of tutorials where they literally took a floor plan and imported it in. You'd have to really look at one of these programs because it's so weird. It's like this floating plane in space. And when you import things in, they're just floating. So you like import an image and then you can actually create, you can model on top of that image and use the lines and stuff on, I don't know, it's weird. You just have to try it to know what I'm talking about. So they said they're looking into it, so we'll see how that goes. And then she says, my other thought is that peanut butter and jelly burger sounds like serious stoner food. So, you know, I'm not a stoner, so I don't know what stoner food would be, although I understand what you're saying. But it's actually very, for a burger, I mean, it was very gourmet tasting. It's not, so Sam, I mean, this coming from Sam, who scrambled eggs, poured them into a crunched up bag of Lay's, and then boiled the bag and came up with like this Lay's potato chip omelet in a bag. That is stoner food. If I've ever seen it. This is like gourmet. You mix jelly. Think of like a homemade jam and you mix it with a little bit of an aioli mayonnaise, you know, and you have peanut butter. I don't know how to make that fancy, but you have peanut butter, you toast your bread, you have a nice, you know, burger. I don't know. Put some bacon on it. I've had it at a restaurant. I'll tell you that. I don't know if they had the jelly. They probably had some other sweet thing like caramelized onions or something, but you should try it though. I'm saying whatever your favorite flavor of jam or jelly is, mix it with mayonnaise until you get the flavor that you like. Put some peanut butter, make your favorite burger, turkey burger, chicken burger, beef burger, whatever. Put some bacon on there. So good. So good. She also says, happy Wednesday. Oh, wait, you're social distancing, sheltering in place with a partner. It's okay to still call it hump day to you. I try to avoid that term in my fatty emails. Well, happy hump day to you too, Sam. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.